Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, and the Shir should be in Spanish. It's also Aaron and the Shir Chiu. It's also Nechagito, Bas Maras Rachel Esther, Bichoy Tzechel Etzel. It's Chus Rachel Fega, Bas Michaelis Basia, Chanagito, Bas Naomi Eliza, Bisoch Shachel Yisrael. It's Moshe and Peshtin Raiso, Moshe Mordechai, Bichoy Tzechel Maisa Yudayim. It says in the Torah, Ishi Mova Vivtiro Veshapsoisai Teshmoivo Ani Hashem. That a man should fear his mother and his father, and guard my Shabbos, I am Hashem. The Seches Bov Mitzir, Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Aleph, it says, Tano Rabbonon, Yochol Ata Yochol Amar Loi Ovi Vitame, Oish Amar Loi Al Tachzor Aveda, Yisham Aloi, Yishma Aloi, Tam Loi Mar Ishi Mova Vivtiro, I might think that if your father tells you to become Tameh, if you're a Kohen, or he says, don't return that Aveda, you should listen to him. So the Pasuk says, in order to disabuse you from that notion, you should fear your parents, next to that you should keep Shabbos. I am Hashem, you're all Chayiv in my Kavod, which means that you don't, not Mechal Shabbos if your parents tell you to do so, Chas V'Shalom, you don't become Tameh, you don't refrain from returning an Aveda. In the Sefer Korban Siyon of the great Gaon, Rav Siyon HaKohen Kan, we've had Shi'ulim from his unbelievable Torah, he asks, why do we need a Pasuk to tell you that Kibbut Aveim isn't Doicha Shabbos, Kibbutis Ishim Aviv Torah V'Shapsoisei Tishmeru, to teach you that honoring your parents doesn't override Shabbos? We paskin that Kibbut Av is Mishal Av. And since Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, and for a son doesn't have to lose money for his father, so Kal V'Chomer, if he's not chayav to lose Chai Shav for his father, he's not chayav to be mafsid Chai Olam v'Michal Shabbos. So we could figure it out on our own. You're not Michal Shabbos when your father tells you. You're not Mechuyiv to Mafsid Chai Shah, you're not Mechuyiv to Mafsid Chai Olam. Not Mechuyiv to be Mafsid Momen for your father, you're certainly not Mechuyiv to be Michal Shabbos for your father, which is worse, it's harder. So we can answer the Pashtus based on what it says in the Sefer Tiv Gittin. It says in the Sefer Chidushei Torah and Pashtus Kedoshim, so we're basing ourselves on, that it says in the Sefer Tiv Gittin, Gittin Chof Ches on the base, L'chor it's hard to understand. Koyhanim are makriv achata sa'oif ala sofik. When someone has to bring achata sofa ala sofik, the Gemara Nida tells us on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that there were two Mitzrayim whose Karbanos became mixed up with each other, and the sacrifice of one of them was offered, and then one of the Mitzrayim died, and we don't know what's going to be with the second Mitzrayim. He doesn't know whether the Chatas that was offered was his own or not. So the Gemara says, what does he do? The second Mitzvah writes over all of his possessions to others, Kosev Nechosev La'acherim, Have Ani, or maybe Chatas Ofa Bala Safek. And then he brings a bird Chatas, which can be brought for an uncertain obligation. If it would be an animal, like when he was a regular Mitzvah, then it couldn't be brought. But he's not sure if he's chayiv in this chatas. But since it's a bird, it's a chatas ha'of. Since he's poor, he brings a chatas ha'of. And a chatas ha'of, you're allowed to bring it on a suffix. That's the Gemara in Meseches Nida. And Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, you can look there. I didn't explain the whole thing, but that's the basic idea. Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Chofches, Amud Beis, says that The Gemara has a havamina that you can't bring a chatas ha'of misafik into the azara. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Chatas ha'of comes, you can bring it on a safik, as we see in the Gemara in Nida. So Tosfos answers that the person himself, but them atzma b'dinu shemevi ala safik, they lift our atzma. The person himself can bring it, the pater himself. Aval hashachas l'shliach ein lahavi chul na'azor misafik. But the shliach shouldn't bring achatis misafik, in order that he shouldn't bring chul na'azor. And that's what we're talking about in the Gemara in Gittin, when a shliach is bringing it on this person's behalf, is bringing the korban on this person's behalf, this person is overseas. As we learn that a person can send his chatas from Medina Sayyam, and you're makivit that he's becheskes kayim. For the Gemara, you require smicha. He's not doing smicha. So if Pop answers, we're talking about a chatas of doesn't require smicha, and therefore could be given through a shliach. And that's why the Gemara here says that you would have a havamina that you don't bring it. You shouldn't bring chul into the azara, because if he died, then the chatas isn't roi lakrava. Kamash malam, then you bring it. So dafka yadadam atzma b'din shemevi ala safek, he can bring it. But not the shliach. The shliach shouldn't bring. Shouldn't bring ala safek. So says the Tivgitin that it's difficult to understand. Kohanim are makruv the chatas of ala safek. They're over that they're maybe they're bringing chulin ba'azara. Only the Bailam are allowed to bring this carbon, but not the Kohanim. So how are the Kohanim allowed to bring it? Tosfos says only the Bailam themselves, but not a Shliach. Say this, so then what about the Kohanim? The Kohanim are also Shliach. So the answer is the Tivgitin, that's based on the Gemara and Bav Mitzia and Daf Yudam and Beis. The Kol Heichi, the Baal Korchach, Moisiv Bo, Amrinan di Yeh Shliach, the Dvar Aveira. Whenever it's Baal Korchach, we say that Yeh Shliach, the Dvar Aveira. Gemara says that when do we say Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira? There's no Shlichus for a Dvar Aveira, and the Shliach gets the Aveira. That's when he has a choice. When he doesn't have a choice, we say Yesh Shlichus Dvar Aveira, and the Mishalech gets the Aveira. So if it's done by Al Korcho, the Mishalech gets the Aveira, like by a Chotzer. By a Chotzer, and if a chutzir doesn't have air, if a chutzir doesn't gneva, so that's Baal Korcho. So there, yesh shliach, the chutzir will be a shliach for a dvar avera, because the chutzir doesn't have free choice. So where it's Baal Korcho, so we say yesh shliach a dvar avera. That's the Gemara in Meseches Bava Metzia, and Daf Yud Amud Beis. Hecha minin ein shliach dvar avera, hecha diboy avid diboy lavid. When do we say ein shliach, where he gives a choice? But a chatzer debal korchei mosiv ba mechayiv sholcho. When it comes to a chutzner, that it's Baal Korchoi, there the Mishalech is going to be chayiv. And therefore, by Gneva, if the chutzner does the Gneva, it's going to be Mishalech's bad. He's going to be mischayev al haganav al chatzera, even though chatzera is a shliach. It doesn't matter because a chatzer doesn't have free choice. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia. So if so, we can say, says the Tiv Gittin, b'koyhanim afim shluchei didan, even if the Kohanim are our shluchim, nevertheless, they're allowed to be makar of the carbon, because even if it's chulin ba'azara, they're doing their shlichus. And there we say, yesh shlichut v'aravera, because it's like a chatzer. Chatzer doesn't have a choice, and now it's Kohanim, they don't have a choice. They have to do this. They have to bring this carbon. It's their job. So Memela Yeshliach Dvar Veira, and it's going to be the Dvar Veira of the Mishalech, and the Mishalech is allowed to bring it Misafik. So we don't care that the Mishalech is sending a Safik carbon. And the Kohanim are allowed to bring it, even though they're the Shlichim, and we only allow the Bailim, it's because it's considered that the Bailim are bringing this. Because the Kohanim are only the Shlichim. And here we would say, Yesh Shlich Udvar Averu. The Averu is going to go on the Bailim. So when the Bailim have a free choice, when the Shlich doesn't have choice, so then the Averu is in the Bailim. So then once again we say that the Bailim can bring the carbon to Suffolk, like Tosu says. Adam Atzma, but Dinu she may be al Safik. They lift the Atzma. He wants to patter himself so he can bring the carbon. What about the Kohanim? How do they do it? They're only Shlichim. Tosis says Shlichim can't do it. The answer is they're just doing their Shlichus. And it's not going to be their Avera because Ein Shlich, because Yesh Shlich Advar Avera. Here Yesh Shlich because they don't have a choice. So in the Sefer Atzei Chaim, Chelek Beis in Parashas Kedoshim, he writes according to this, if a father is Mitzav Levnoi, Shechal Shabbos or Lavarezer Isser, the Aviv Chayev will be no potter. If a father commands his son to be Mechal Shabbos to do another Isser, the father is going to be Chayev and the son's going to be potter. Why? Because Yesh Lech Advar Avero. Kevin Shebeno Oivir Baal Kolchoi. We say Yesh Lech Advar Avero. Because the son doesn't have a choice, he has to listen to his father. Now we understand very well, you should look there on the Yatzei Chaim, we understand very well why we need a pasuk that the essay of Kibbut Avim is in Doicha Shabbos. And you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer if you're not Mechuyev to be Mafsid Momen. And so you're not Mechuyev to be Mafsid Chai Olam. Because in an instance where the father commanded his son to be Mechal Shabbos, he's not Mafsid Chai Olam. He's not doing an Avera B'chlal. Why is it not an Avera? Because Yesh Lech Advar Avera. Because it's Baal Korcho. So it's Baal Korcho, it's say Yesh Lech Advar Avera, and it's the father's Avera, so the son's not being mafsid Chai Olam. So therefore you would say, the son should take and do the Avera, that's why you need a Pasuk. So again, we had a Kasha, why do we need a Pasuk in the Halakha Sefer Korban Siyam? Why do we need a Pasuk to tell you that a son doesn't have to listen to the father to do an Avera, to be Mechal Shabbos? If he doesn't have to lose money, he doesn't have to lose eternal life. The answer is he wouldn't be losing eternal life, because he'd be doing it out the Shlech of his father, and if the Shlech doesn't have free choice, he has to listen, like a son has to listen to his father, so then it's a Mishalech's, but it's a Mishalech's bat, Mishalech's loss. And the male is going to be the Mishalech's Gehenim. And so the son is going to be losing Chai Olam, so therefore he should listen to his father. So Kamash Malan, he still shouldn't listen to his father, that's why I need a Pasuk. Ha'aytir tez ishim ob aviv tirov, ishav sosai tishmor, ani ha'ashem, sechut bov mitziya, tanam abonan, yachol amal lo aviv yitame, yosham lo atach zir aveda. Yishma lo, like we already had this before, and I also made the same mistake, yisham yishma. So I might think that if your father tells you to do an Aveira, to become Tom if you're a coin, or not to return an Aveira, you should listen to your father. You're all obligated in my honor, so don't listen to your father to do Aveiras. The reason is that the Pasuk was Megala, but you would think, not for the Gilui in the Pasuk, you would think, Taka, that you should... You should listen to your father, because as Rashi explains, the essay of Kibud Avein is going to be Deiche, the Loisesei of Lasucha Lesale. So you should listen to him and not return the Aveda. Frakti Gemara, Ve'amai, Hai Esei, Ve'hai Loisesei, Ve'esei, Ve'lasei Esei, Ve'dach Loisesei, Ve'esei. What's the Havamina? Not returning an Aveda is an essay and a Loisesei, and listen to your father is only an essay. So what's the tzad that an essay should be Deiche, Loisesei, and an essay? Frek the Shara Melech, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Frek the Shara Melech, Hilchas and Dorim, Paragim, Alach Avav, the Chit Sari Vav, Betoises, Mem Zayin, Amid Beis, Bipsachim, that even though, Ein Esei Derech Alois Esei. The Esei, nevertheless, the Los Esei is pushed off by the Eved, Ve Ein Aloike, Im Kei Mai Parach HaGemore, Hare Itzlerich Kro, Le Galois, Ta Afta Halos Esei, Ein Anitches, So Frek the Shara Melech from the famous Shitas HaRiva. Riva holds that an essay, that even though an essay isn't Deich, a Loisei ve'essay, but the Loisei is Nitche. And therefore he doesn't get Malkus. So if you have an essay versus a Loisei and an essay, the essay is Deich, the Loisei of the Loisei and the essay. And Memela, it's only the essay against the essay. So he's doing an Aveira, he did the wrong thing. But he doesn't get Malkus because the essay was Deiche the Lois essay. So this is a Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says, you don't need to tell me that not to listen to your father, because it's Pashi you don't listen, because the essay of Kibud Aveim isn't Deiche Lois essay and essay. So the answer is no, you do need a Gili. Why? Because it's telling you that it's not even Deuch HaLeis HaSeh. Because if not for the Pasuk, you would say it's Deuch HaLeis HaSeh. So the Pasuk needs to be Megala that it's not even Deuch HaLeis HaSeh. So that's the Kasha of the Shara Melech, that's the Kasha of the Kos Yeshuas, and that's the Kasha of Goyen Rabbi Kiva Egeh. So in the Sefer Chedushei Torah and Parashas Shmos and Parashas Kedoshim, he answers based, possibly, and the kasha of the chosn of the son-in-law of the Noida Yehuda brought him a chubis Noida Yehuda madura kama b'kuntris achron on the sheet of the riva that the lois say is pushed off. When you have an essay against an essay and a lois say, the lois say is pushed off. Since we paskin that ain essay deicha lois say ba'asay, and he's now let it be makayim the assay. If so, it's a mitzvah ba ba'aveiro. Since we paskin that essay isn't Deicha Lois Esei and an essay, and he's not allowed to be Mekayim the essay, so if so, it's a mitzvah of Aveira. And b'diavad he wasn't Mekayim the essay. So then the Lois Esei stays. So why doesn't he get Malkus? Yehel Takashe. And Noda Behuda's Achus and Zakasha. If the Noda Behuda's son in law asks, I don't get it. How can you say that the essay is Deich of the Lois essay of the Lois essay Vasei when if he's Makayim the essay, if he tries to be Makayim the essay, it's not going to work? Because it's a mitzvah Baba Aveira, because it's not Deich of the other essay. And in the end, if it's not Deich, so what is he left with? He's left with the fact that he wasn't Makayim any mitzvah, and if he wasn't Makayim any essay, so Memela, the Los Esei stays in place, and he should be getting Malkus. So how can the Chivva say that he doesn't get Malkus? So in the Tshuvis, Bris Avrom, in Simen Kuf Chov Vov, Izbeiz, he's Miyashev, that we have to say that the Chivva holds, like the Sheet of Tosfos, that Mitzvah, Bo Ba'aveiro, is only the Rabbonon, but Midoy Raiso, if you do a Mitzvah, Bo Ba'aveiro, it counts, your Mitzvah counts. And therefore, mid on a deal Raisa level, the essay is Deicha the Lois Esei, and there's no Malkus. And don't tell me when you did the essay you weren't Mekayim any mitzvah, because it wasn't Deicha the other essay, because midai Raisa, you did do a mitzvah. Yes, it was a mitzvah Baba Veira, but it was still a mitzvah midai Raisa, and Memela, the Lois Esei was Nitcha, and there is no Malkus. in the tshuvas of the Beis Yitzchok in Or Chaim in Simen Sadi Ois Yud Aleph. He writes in the name of the Sefer Korban Reishis Simen Yud Aleph Sheberoish HaSefer Al Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So writes the Beis Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok Shmelkis, Migdolei Galitzia of the 1800s. I love his name, Yitzchok Shmelkis. So he writes that that the mitzvah baba veira, you're not yotzei yidei choyves ha-mitzvah, that's only the man di omar, mitzvah lehonas nitnu. If you say mitzvahs were given for hana, according to that opinion, you say that eino yotzei. That you're not yotzei when you did a mitzvah baba aveira, because we don't want you to get hana from the aveira. And mitzvahs, according to this opinion, were lahanas nitnus. In order that you don't get hana from the aveira, we say that you're not yotzei. But according to the man, the omar, mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So even a mitzvah baba aveira, you're yotzei. Why? Because you're not nana from the aveira. Mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. That's a gewaldige chiddush of the Beis Yitzchok in the name of the Korban Reishis. But that mitzvah bo ba'aveiro, you're not yotzei dei choyves ha-mitzvah, that's only according to the mandiyar, mitzvah lehanas nitna. If we don't want you to get enough in the aveiro, we say you're not yotzei. If it's not lehanas nitna, so we say you're yotzei even if you did a mitzvah bo ba'aveiro, because mitzvah lehanas nitna is not considered hano, not nana from the aveiro. But this is shver, because we paskin mitzvah bo ba'aveiro lo yotzei afilu b'di'eved. We paskin you're not yotze mitzvah bo ba'aveiro, and we also paskin that the mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. We paskin mitzvahs weren't given for hana. So how does that stem with what the Beis Yitzchok says? Beis Yitzchok says if we paskin mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, then you are yotze mitzvah bo ba'aveiro. You are yotze the mitzvah. But we paskin that mitzvah bo ba'aveiro you're not yotze, and we also paskin mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. So in the Sefer, in the Tshuvis, Toafo Yisra'im, in Eirachayim, in the Hashmatos, in Simen Lamed Gimel, he answers that according to the Man D'Omar, Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu, that you're not Yotze B'Mitzvah Bo Ba'Aveiro, that's only Midrabbonon. That the Man D'Omar, Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu, that you're not Yotze B'Mitzvah Bo Ba'Aveiro, it's merely a din de rabbonon. And according to the man d'omar, mitzvahs lehanos nitnu, mitzvah bo ba'aveiro yinah yotzei is min ha-toyros. So it's not a problem. Ben chinami, we paskin mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. And you're not yotzei. Why are you not yotzei? Mid rabbonon you're not yotzei, mid ha-raisa you are. But according to the man d'omar, mitzvahs are given the hana. Then already we say that you're not even yotzei mid ha-raisa. Because mitzvahs were given for hana. And we don't want you to get hana from the aveira. So if you do a mitzvah baba aveira, you're not even yosei d'oraisa. And this is discussed by Mureinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Hagadol Ha'atzum Ha'muflo Ve'Ha'muflod. Rabbi Ben Zion Hakohen Kan and the Tshuvas Avnei Tzion and Chele Gimel and Simon Aleph and Ois Hey Ayin Sham. Now in the Tshuvas Shoyel Meshiv in Mahadura Rivio Chelek Beis. In Simen Samechei, the Sholem Meish is a hard sefer to navigate, but it's always a pleasure to learn something from there. Rav Yosef Sholem Natanzon, also Megidolei Galitzia, the 1800s, and he never had children, so when you learn his sefer, so keep him alive. He writes, "Bebiul Shitas Habala Meor v'Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches Omed Aleph," that mitzvah de Rabbonon, we say, mitzvah lehanos nitnu. That if it's a rabbinic mitzvah, that was given for hana. A Rashi there, and that when it says in Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches, mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, Rashi explains, de'lo'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. They were given as a yoke on their necks. In other words, since we force him, it's a yoke. A yoke isn't a hana. Now, Shitas Rashi, in Meseches Ksubis and Tzadi Aleph on the base, Dibra Maschil mitzvah, is that b'mitzvah de Rabbanan ain't koifin. You don't force mitzvahs to Rabbanim. If so, it's not shaykh to say dela'ol nitnu. You can't say mitzvahs to Rabbanim are given as a yoke because ain koyfin. Because you don't force. Since mitzvahs to Rabbanim is no kfiyah, you can't say that they're given as a yoke. So yoke is forced. Mitzvahs to Rabbanim aren't forced. So mitzvahs to Rabbanim aren't a yoke. So we understand that mitzvahs to Rabbanim, we say lehanos nitna. They're not a yoke. When are mitzvahs lav lehanos nitna when they're a yoke? When are they a yoke? When there's kfiya. But mitzvahs to Rabbanim, there's no kfiya. It's not a yoke, so it must be lehanos nitna. So now, v'dai, hu adinami, all mitzvahs that matan tzchoran b'tzidan, that you have matan tzchoran, you don't have kfiyah. Like we say by Kibbut Aveim in Chulin 110b, you can't say they're given as a yoke. Because ain koifin. If matan tzchor is written on the side of the mitzvah, next to the mitzvah, there's no kfiyah. So therefore, it's not considered a yoke. And memela mitzvahs lehanos nitnu. So a mitzvah like Kibbut Aveim is given for Hanah. That you should get pleasure from this mitzvah because there's no kfiyah. Because matan schar kasuv b'tzida. And so writes the Kli Chemdo in Parshas Kedoshim and Ois Aleph in the name of the Achronim. We can also say another reason why mitzvahs Kibbut Aveim is given lehanos. Based on what it says in the Sholem Meshiv, in Mahadura Rivio, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Chof Ches. Before we had Mahadura Rivio, Chelek Beis, Simen Samachay. This is Simen Kuf Chof Ches. Explaining the union of Mitzvahs Lav Lehanos Nitnu. And Rashi says, Lo Alat Savarayim Nitnu. Behainu. Since the Torah was given, Bekfias Hahar, we're Anus. And since we're Anus from the get-go, that's not considered hana. Since it's la'ol, it's a yoke. And it's muchach, it's not considered hana. And that's pshat, mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, because we were forced from the get-go. And therefore, that can't be considered hana. When it's ba'onis, it's not hana. It's a good yisod for life. When something is forced, there's no pleasure. So mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, because it's ka'onus. So according to this, the mitzvahs that the Jewish people were given before Matan Torah, like Pesach and Milah, and also Shabbos and Kibbut Aveim, other mitzvahs there in Stavi B'mara, like we see in the Gemara, in Meseches Sanhedrin on page 56b, since no Kfiyah Sahar was necessary, there we would say mitzvahs lehanos nitnu, because they weren't given as a yoke, because they weren't forced. So here we have two reasons why mitzvahs lehanos nitnu by Kibbut Aveim. Either because Kfir is in Shayich because it's Matan Schar Kasuv B'Tzida. So it's only when Kfir is shit, when it could be forced. Then it's an all out Savareim and then it's Lav Lehanos Nitnu. When it can't be forced, it's Lehanos. And Kibbut Aveim can't be forced, so it's Lehanos. Or because the mitzvahs at Matan Torah were given, we were coerced, and therefore it's not Hana. The mitzvahs that were given before Matan Torah, we agreed to do, so Mela, it is Hana. It was given for Hana. And one of those mitzvahs, Kibbut Aveim. So now, Maldik, Farenfer te kashe of the Shar HaMelech. Ah, why? Because since mitzvahs Kibbut Av was given lehanos, since the mitzvah of Kibbut Av was given lehanos, as we just herachnu lochiach, so therefore we say, Mitzvah above Aveva. Is min ha-toyrah. Because what did we say earlier? We said that if you hold mitzvahs lehanos nitnu, then mitzvah above Aveva is min ha-toyrah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Because if mitzvahs were lehanos nitnu, we don't want you to get hana from this mitzvah. Mitzvahs were given for hana. So if you did a mitzvah that comes through an aveira, and mitzvahs were given for ana, we want to make sure you're not nana from this mitzvah. So therefore, min ha-toyla you're not yotze, as we said before. If you do a mitzvah baba aveira, if the mitzvah was given lehanos and kibbut aveim was given lehanos for pleasure, and therefore you're not yotze b'chal even min ha-torah, and if it's a mitzvah baba aveira. Aibazoi. If you have an essay against an essay and a loisase, and you try to do the essay, it doesn't knock off the loisase. Why doesn't it knock off the loisase? Because even according to the Riva, it doesn't knock off the loisase because it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveiro. Because the essay, it's not doiche. And the male, it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveiro. And if it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveiro, then the loisase stays in place. You didn't do a mitzvah at all. Dafka by kibbut aveim, which is the hanas nitin. So the Riva's hovort was not talking about mitzvahs kibbut aveim. The Riva's hovort was in general. In general, we say mena Torah. We hold mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, and therefore, if you did a mitzvah baba aveira mena Torah, you are yotze. The essay is doicha de loisase, and all that's left is the assay, and there's no malchus. When it comes to kibbut aveim, there mitzvahs lehanas nitnu. The essay is not doicha de loisase, because it's a mitzvah baba aveira, because it's not doicha de assay, and it's also not doicha de loisase. Once you say you're not Mekayim a mitzvah, then the loisase is in place, like we saw before from the Chasson of the Night of Yehuda. And now we understand the kash of the Gemara. Why do you need a pasuk of Ani Hashem legavei kibbut aveim that you're both chayv in my covet? Frak the Gemara, ein esei deicha loisase vasei. Why would you even have a havamina that the essay of kibbut av could be deicha Hashavas Aveda, which is an essay and a loisase? So we ask, no, because the essay is the loisase of Shabbos Aveda. And the chiddush is that we need a pasuk to tell us that it's not even derech that. That's why you need the pasuk. Say it's not derech the loisase. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That you don't need the pasuk. You do need the pasuk. We had asked the Gemara's kash is not a good kasha. You need the pasuk because I tell you that it's not even doicha de loisase. You would think that it's doicha de loisase like the yisod of the riva. And kamash malon the pasuk is not doicha de loisase. That's why you need a special pasuk. So what b'chal is the Gemara's kasha? The answer is that it's not doicha de loisase because we're dealing with kibbut aveim. Kibbut aveim. Is mitzvah lehanas nitnu. Mitzvah lehanas nitnu means that even on a biblical level, you're not yotzei if it's mitzvah baba aveira, because we don't want you to get enough from the mitzvah. So if you did the mitzvah through the aveira, you're not even yotzei the mitzvah, because we don't want you to get any hana, even on a biblical level. If you're not yotzei the mitzvah, then it doesn't knock off the loisase. If it doesn't knock off the loisase, then the assay and loisase stay in place. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is, why do we need to keep it a vein for you to tell me that it's not deicha? That it's not Deicha Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda is an essay and a loisase. And Kibbut Aveim is only an essay. And don't tell me, no, you need the pasuk to tell me that it's not even Deicha the loisase. We know it's not Deicha the loisase. Because we're dealing with the mitzvah of the Hanas Nitna. And this is the Hanas Nitna, what do we say? We say that you're not even Yotze Midaraisa Mitzvah Baba Aveira. So if you're not Yotze Midaraisa Mitzvah Baba Aveira, then you didn't do a mitzvah. The male, it's not derecha, the loisase. So the loisase and essay stay in place. And it's pashat, the essay is not derecha. So that's a beautiful shtickle. And we have more to say about the Shara Melech, Amir Tashem, hopefully in future shiurim. This is mamish. wow. They don't teach this way in most yeshivas, but we're not meshubah to that. We like to learn all types of Torah. And what they teach in yeshivas is amazing. And they should continue teaching exactly as they're doing. Because that's what the Bachurim like. That's what gets them to learn. That's the way to do it. They used to say, in yeshivas, they still say probably, Fal Matan Torah, Noch Matan Torah, which means before Matan Torah, before Reb Chaim Soloveitcher came to the world, and Noch Matan Torah, after Reb Chaim Soloveitcher came to the world. So this Torah that we learn now is far Matan Torah. This is before a different approach. Gevaldik, Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Thank you so much for listening, and it's a Hashem. Hopefully we'll revisit this Kasha of the Shara Melech and see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, Shalom.